Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a warm summer day, a pair of ducks bobs on the current of a clear mountain stream. The colorful plumage of the male identifies the pair as harlequin ducks, seabirds that spend most of the year foraging for mussels and crabs in the intertidal zones along the rocky, wave-beaten North Pacific coastline. But these sea ducks are far from the ocean. Harlequins come inland to breed on freshwater streams. A few weeks after mating, the male leaves the freshwater streams and returns to the sea. The females and the young follow a few months later, seeking out the same rocky shoreline they remember from the previous winter.
Biologist Dan Rosenberg of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is looking at the movement and distribution of harlequins. Harlequins tend to winter in the same specific areas, but when it's time to breed, they scatter. Rosenberg tracked 13 male harlequins from their wintering areas in Prince William Sound to their summer breeding and nesting areas. Using small, surgically implanted transmitters and satellite tracking, he found that many harlequin males simply don't breed in a given year. Some harlequins travel to streams just a few miles inland, others fly hundreds of miles. Two of his birds traveled more than 1,000 miles to the Russian Far East.
For Sounds Wild, I'm Denise Falcon.
And I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.